Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome once again to the service, virtual service. Martin Turnbull is going to be leading the majority of the service, but he asked me just to start with the welcome and a short prayer. And the verse from Psalms I chose as a start and welcome is, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Even in these times, the Lord is still doing great things for us. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Father, thank you that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us today and celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And we're now going to sing our first hymn, which is, "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done." hand over to Martin, who's going to lead the rest of our service. Martin.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Adrian. I don't know if I was the only one having difficulty there, but the music's not coming through very well for us. So I don't know if there's a setting that needs changing or something. But as we move into our time of worship together, may I just welcome you all and say thank you for giving up your time again to come and worship with us this morning. Just as a point of focus, really, at this stage, having sung our first song, I want us to just consider how easy it is for us in life to settle into comfort, particularly when things are going well. Often we can move and alter what our vision is, our line of sight, and we can become complacent about things, especially, as I say, when things are going well, we accept the equilibrium of life going on around us. And sometimes we lose sight of our purpose and our mission because life is comfortable and we're comfortable with the way things are. And as we've noticed this year, things can change suddenly. And I've used that word suddenly in my little notes here as inverted commas because it's a word that's quite often used in the Bible. A storm can rise and life can suddenly become a challenge. Our securities are challenged and we feel as if we're adrift and the waves become higher and the storm begins to rage. And in the storm, where do we look? Where do we go for help, for guidance? To whom do we reach out to for strength, reassurance? We should look to Jesus for our strength, our provider and our guide. And he is our lighthouse in the storm. He is our rudder in the uncertainty of the waves rising. He is our anchor, strong and secure. And in the storm of coronavirus, Jesus is our hope and our captain and our saviour. We will be referring back to those sort of words and that story that this image provides a little bit later. But before we do, I thought it would be good to just say together the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. So together, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we will join together in the singing of our second, I'll say hymn, it's a song, Majesty, Worship His Majesty.
Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority flows from His throne unto His own. His anthem raise. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty. Kingdom authority flows from His throne unto His own, His anthem. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty,
majesty,
worship his majesty,
majesty.
Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Now we're going to have our reading, which is going to be done literally just off the screen here, and hopefully with a little story picture board going on behind it. So Matthew chapter 14, 22 to 32. Thanks.
After Jesus fed the 5,000 men, he told the disciples to get into a boat. He told them to sail to the other side of the lake while he stayed behind for a little while. So the disciples left, and Jesus sent the crowd to their homes. After that, Jesus went up on a mountainside to pray. He was there all alone, and he prayed until late at night. During this time, the disciples were rowing their boat, but the wind was blowing hard against them. When it was late in the night, they had only reached the middle of the lake. At that time, Jesus finished praying and started to go back to meet his disciples. He walked on top of the water toward their boat. Then the disciples saw him. They were very afraid because they thought he was a ghost. Jesus knew that they were afraid, so he called out to them and said, "Do not be afraid. It is I." Then Peter said to Jesus, "Master, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus told Peter, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking to Jesus on the surface of the water. But after walking a short distance, he turned his eyes away from Jesus and began to look at the waves and to feel the strong wind. Then Peter became afraid and began to sink in the water. He cried out, "Master, save me." Jesus reached out right away and grabbed him. Then he said to Peter, "You have so little faith. Why did you not trust me to keep you safe?" Then Peter and Jesus got into the boat, and the wind immediately stopped blowing. The water became calm. The disciples were amazed and bowed down to Jesus. They worshipped him and said to him, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
And following this reading, we will now sing our third song together. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you.
Oh,
Let's just close our eyes and just pray before we come to God's word. Father, we thank you that we can take this small time out of our busy week to come together, to encourage one another, to virtually meet with one another, knowing that you are here with us. We ask that you would open our hearts and our minds as we look at your word, as we reflect upon a very well-known story. And Lord, we ask that you would teach us something through it, and that we would leave this meeting this morning having learned a little bit more about you, but also grown that little bit closer to you. In your name, amen. We are looking, obviously, at the story of Jesus walking on the water. And the first thing that I think is important to note here is how much of being on a high the disciples must have been having. We were having just heard in that reading that this immediately follows the feeding of the 5,000. They've just come from a major miracle where Jesus fed 5,000 men plus women and children with five loaves and two fish. It's interesting that Jesus sends the disciples ahead. He doesn't go with them on this occasion. He sends them ahead so that he can disperse the crowds and spend some time alone with his Father, just praying and getting himself in tune again and reinvigorating himself through prayer. So he sends the disciples on ahead, and they get in the boat and they go off on the lake. And as they are rowing across the lake, a storm arises, and the disciples struggle against the storm. We don't know how bad the storm was, but we are told the disciples became afraid. We are told that the waves were crashing, and we are told that the disciples were struggling. And I wonder what our reactions are when a storm arises. I think we tend to have that good British English stiff upper lip where we hide what's going on around us. And when we meet together as Christians, we say to one another, you know, how are you? And quite often we will answer with, fine, everything's okay. But behind that mask, behind that facade, there may well be a storm brewing. Ones that we worry, ones that bring fears and struggles. But we carry them with us. But being good British people, we hide them. We keep them to ourselves. Because we're brought up with that unknown thing of when we say, how are you? We always really just want to hear the answer, fine, everything's okay. And there's something within us, I think quite often, that when somebody says, well, actually, we sort of think in response, oh, I didn't actually expect you to tell me. I didn't really wonder, it was just a generic hi sort of thing. But I think the interesting thing here is that Jesus sends the disciples out and the storm arises. And in the midst of the storm, whilst they are struggling, he goes to them. He walked out to where they are. in their storm, in their struggle, in their difficulty, he goes to them. And we talk quite often as Christians, talking about how we understand that Jesus is always with us. Jesus always goes ahead of us or walks alongside us. But actually, when we have difficulties, when we have problems, when storms arise, we often forget that he is there, that he is alongside us, and we try and struggle through on our own. When the disciples see Jesus walking on the water, coming towards them, in the natural, they can't explain what is happening. There is a figure on the water, and they make that most well-known assumption. It's a ghost. I wonder why they didn't think it was Jesus. I wonder why that wasn't their first thought. Why was their first thought, it's a ghost? Almost like because they couldn't explain it, they had just come up with an answer. But what I think is really interesting is as Jesus approaches the boat, I love his opening words to them. Have courage. Do not be afraid. It is me. How many of us in our storms, in our problems of life, in our difficulties, in our worries, in our concerns, in our struggles, need to hear those words of Jesus? Don't worry. Don't be afraid. It's me. I'm here. I've come to you. Peter is the one that I often quote, and I know I've said this to you as church before in various things, but I love the fact that Peter is the first one to speak. And Peter sort of says to Jesus, well, prove to me it's you. Tell me to come to you. Tell me to walk on the water to you. Jesus says, come here to me. And Peter says, okay. And he steps out of the boat and he steps onto the liquid that is water and he starts to walk towards Jesus. In our problems, sometimes we need to step out into the midst of the problem, where everything seems insecure, where everything seems uncertain, where danger seems to lurk, and we need to take those tentative steps forward. Whilst walking to Jesus, Peter's line of sight changes. His vision changes. His goal was Jesus, but now he looks around him and he sees the storm, the waves, the sea, the naturalness of what's around him, and that you don't walk on water. And he begins to sink. And quite often, I think in difficulties, we try to get there alone and we sink. We begin to disappear under the water. And Peter yells out three words that we as Christians love to quote to other people, love to say to people, this is all you need to say. Lord, save me. In the storms of our lives, how many of us need to cry out, Lord, save me? It's not that Jesus will necessarily solve the whole problem, but just knowing that he is there to reach out his hand and grab us, secure us and hold us tight. Just knowing that he is close by and ready to respond to our cry for help is sufficient in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the difficulties, as the waves crash over our head. That reading says to us that immediately Jesus reached down and pulled Peter out. You don't get a description then of what happens next, because the next bit is just when they were in the boat. We're not told that Jesus and Peter hugged each other on the water, securing one another's company, walked back to the boat. We're not told how far away Peter was from the boat. But Jesus says to him, "You of little faith, why did you take your eyes off me?" And if we have our eyes fixed on Jesus, no matter how big the waves and how big the storms, no matter how big the problem, if we have our eyes focused on Jesus, we can walk through it. I've said to Adrian when we were putting this service together at the beginning, could he play the song "When You Walk Through the Storm"? And that's been brought to mind recently by the achievements of Captain Tom and Michael Ball, who achieved to get to number one with that song. And Captain Tom talked about coronavirus as being the storm that we're in, and that one day things will be better again. But we walk through the storm. But the words say, when you walk through the storm, hold your head up high, you'll never walk alone. And as Christians, whatever the storm, whatever the difficulty, no matter how hard the rain and how high the winds, how high the waves, you will never walk alone, because Jesus will always come through the waves and through the storm to you. When they returned to the boat, to the security and safety of the naturalness of their situation, it says the storm ceases, the waves receded, and the seas calmed. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile in the storm. I don't know what storms you're facing in your individual lives. Difficulties with maybe not being able to get to work, not being able to see family, watching those news briefings day by day, hearing that we're in lockdown for a bit longer, maybe they're going to ease it a little bit more, people aren't listening, maybe there'll be a second peak. Whatever your storm, whatever your difficulty, whatever your problems, however you're feeling, Jesus will walk through that storm to you. And you can walk through that storm with your head held high, because you will never walk alone. So what is our goal as individuals? What is our destination through this? Where are we looking? What is in control today? Is it Jesus, or is it the storm? I'd like to hope that through this coronavirus, our vision is on Jesus, our hope is on Jesus, and that he's there beside us as we weather this storm together. Amen. We're going to sing once more, as Jesus was to Peter in this song. We're going to sing "My Jesus, My Saviour." And following that, Paul is going to lead us in our prayers of intercession. Thanks.
The wonder. bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
We're going to have a time of prayer now, and so perhaps we'll just be still and just remember that, as we've just heard in that last song, that nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Heavenly Father, it's one of those things that's easy to say, Lord, but difficult to put into practice, Father. And as Martin's just said, that when the storms of life come, it's so easy to get overtaken, Lord, by the waves and the wind and the things that are around us, and we lose our focus upon you. And Lord, as we come before you this morning, we're very conscious that we live in a very fragile world where things can be all right one minute and all wrong the next. We just bring, Lord, the world before you today. All the countries, Father, of the world, Lord, that are affected by this virus. But, Lord, even though the media are portraying about the virus, Lord, we know that there are still other things, Father, that are going on, that go unreported, that are still happening, Father, across the globe. We think of the wars and the starvation, other diseases, Father, corrupt governments, oppression, persecution. Father, these things still go on day by day, affecting millions of people across the world. And we do pray, Lord, for all the people, Father, upon this earth. And we pray, Father, that somehow they might just be able to discern you, Lord, within their individual storms in their lives. We pray, Lord, for the governments, Lord, of this world and for the leaders. And we pray, Father, that somehow, Father, they might, even though many of them have got great power, Lord, that they might turn to you to seek your guidance as to how they might use that power wisely, Lord, for good and not for their own ends. Father, we know it's so easy for power to corrupt people. And we do pray, Lord, that you'll give the governments, Lord, wisdom in this time. We pray, Father, for all individuals, Lord, that are going through difficult and stormy times at the moment. We pray, Lord, for the individual situations, Father, which people are finding themselves in. And Father, we know that it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, Lord, that each one of us have got our own problems and concerns, things, Lord, that are worrying us, things, Father, we're finding difficult to get through at this particular time in life. We pray, Lord, for those who are feeling isolated at the moment, for those who are sick, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those who are caring for others and finding it a struggle, Lord, and finding it difficult to get through each day by day.
for those, Lord, who have got financial difficulties, those, Father, that are in fear of their jobs, those that are bereaved recently, Father, those, Lord, that are suffering from depression, from other things, Lord, that are just dragging them down. We do pray, Lord, whatever storm, Lord, we might find ourselves in, we might just know that we might be reassured by those words of yours, Lord, that don't be afraid, it is I. Father, we pray that we might hear your voice speaking clearly to us in our time of need. Lord, encourage us by the words of Scripture, Father, that we've learned from our early age. Help us, Father, to just bring them to mind when the occasion is necessary, so that we might be encouraged and comforted, Father, to know that you are there upholding us and sustaining us. We do thank you, Father, for the way in which you have encouraged people, Father, and brought people closer together, Lord, in these last few months. We thank you for the fact that we've heard that many more people, Lord, are listening to services online and through Zoom meetings and other methods, Father, that were previously. Lord, I read the other day that there's perhaps about 20% of people now, Lord, tuning into an online service on a Sunday. And we just rejoice at that. We do pray, Lord, that this might be a time for people to reevaluate their lives, to think about the things, Lord, that they're doing, their priorities, so that they might just serve you and turn to you, Father, in these days. But Father, we do look forward to that time when you come again. Lord, as we look around the world, Lord, we can see evidence of the things, Lord, that you have prophesied, that you have predicted that will happen before the return of Jesus. And we do thank you, Lord, that as Christians, we can look forward. It's a time, Lord, when we can look forward to that time. But until then, Father, we just pray that you might uphold us by your Holy Spirit. Just keep us focused. Put your arms, Lord, around us. There's no social distancing, Lord, with you. You can get as close to us as you want. We just pray these things, Lord. Encourage us now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for that, Paul. Thanks for leading those prayers for us. And we'll sing together our final hymn. And then we'll have 10,000 Reasons, Praise the Lord, O My Soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. For my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the
just pray and then we'll say the grace together. Father, we thank you for your comfort. We thank you that in times of difficulty you come to us. We thank you that it takes just us to cry out
talking on top of everything else.
Respond. Lord, we thank you for your love, your generosity, and your kindness. We pray that you will be with us this week. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Can I just say thank you again, Adrian, for all your hard work in pulling these services together.
Thank you.